Australia's Ash Barty says she's always flattered by comparisons with tennis great Yvonne Goolagong Cawley, and now the young Queenslander has mirrored her mentor and idol, becoming the first Australian to take out the WTA final since Yvonne Goolagong Cawley won the event 43 years ago. Barty's win means she bags the biggest prize in tennis and caps off a stellar year for the 23-year-old. Nick Grimm reports.
It took 87 minutes for Ash Barty to emerge triumphant in one of the biggest events on the tennis calendar and certainly the richest.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2019 Shiseido WTA Finals Shenzhen champion, Ashley Barty.
She picks up $6.4 million for winning the tournament, the 23-year-old crediting the people behind her for helping her to the top of the sport.
Yeah, my team, I think I'm very biased, but I believe I have the best team in the world. I'm a very lucky girl to have Tyes, first and foremost, as my coach. He leads the ship for us. He's a captain, and I have so many people behind the scenes as well. Back home in Australia, my physio and my boyfriend here with me now, so it's very special to have all of those closest to me with me.
Barty took out the final 6-4, 6-3, but the win was no walkover. Her opponent, defending champion Elena Svitolina, had beaten the Australian in all of their previous five encounters. But this time, the result would be different.
15-14.
It caps off a great season for the young athlete, who has also become the first Australian ever to end the year at the top of the WTA rankings since they were introduced in 1975. Back in June, Barty also clinched her first Grand Slam crown at the French Open. Now the world number one is keen to get home, where she'll play in next week's Fed Cup final against France in Perth before taking some time off to prepare for the season ahead.
I'm just looking forward to spending some time with my family, spending some time in Australia and just really relaxing, recharging. And I think first and foremost is, you know, when we start training again and getting stuck back into training is to really try and improve my game, to continue to prove every single day like we do. Nothing really changes, and then gear up for hopefully what will be a massive Aussie summer.
And it's world number one, Ashley Barty. Nick Grimm reporting there.